Hello. Oop. Hello, everyone, and happy Friday or whatever day of the week it is that you're listening to this podcast on. I am your host, Kennedy Castillo. If you're new here, this is a podcast where every Friday I talk about everything happening in the world of pop culture this week and give my opinions about it and whatnot. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited. We haven't done this in a hot minute. I have been kind of busy behind the scenes restructuring and, making some plans and just planning all the things. This show doesn't have seasons. It is just ongoing, and it's independent podcast network that puts it on my podcast network. And so sometimes we need to just have some little hiatuses and just figure things out. But I promise you, these hiatuses are so worth it because what comes later is bigger and better. But I'm glad to be back. I honestly feel so good. I've been itching to record and to be back. And this podcast is, I've had it since 2018. So it just feels like a part of me. And when I'm not recording it each week, it just doesn't feel right. So this feels right. This feels, it's like going back home or something. I'd been on a long vacation, but I'm here. I'm back and things are going to be even better. And I can't wait. I can't really share much of those details with you all right now. But there will be some good stuff. And even though we couldn't have Monday Music Minute anymore just because of Spotify's new things that I'm not going to get into, there are going to be some fun things and some great stuff. So before we get into the episode, I do want to announce something really quickly to you guys. And if you listen to my other podcast, Simply Screen Reviews, if you heard today's episode already, then you know what I'm about to say. But I will be at South Texas Comic Con next Sunday, April 28th. I believe my panel is at 5 p.m. I'm not quite sure. I'm waiting for the official schedule to be sent to me. So do keep up with either their website or their social media to see the schedule. But I will be there. I will be presenting my panel, How to Turn Your Passion into a Podcast. I love South Texas Comic Con. I've been going now. This will be, I believe, my fourth or fifth year. This is their 10th anniversary. They've got some great guests. They got Chuck Norris. They got Danny Trejo. They've got a whole slew, Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, a whole slew of awesome guests, and moi as well, myself. So it's going to be great. I'm so excited. I can't wait to present my panel. I was able to present it last year. They had me go present it. And this year, it's even bigger, even better. It's a lot more interactive. It's going to be super fun. So I hope to get to meet some of y'all there. If you're there, I did say this on my other podcast, but if you happen to be at South Texas Comic Con, or if you go specifically to see me, and I know you guys are only hearing my voice, you don't know what I look like, but my face is on the cover of this podcast, or you can go to Simply Kennedy. I'm sorry, not Simply Kennedy. You can go to Kennedy C Media on Facebook to one, get updates about this podcast and all my other podcasts, and two, there's pictures of me there that you can see, and also the schedule. If you just see the schedule, you'll know where I'm going to be. But anyway, if you find me at South Texas Comic Con, if you come up to me, if you say, "Hey, I listen to Simply Kennedy," "Hey, I listen to Simply Screen Reviews," "I have something special for you. I will give you something special, something exciting." Not, don't get your hope, like, it's not like the greatest thing ever. I don't want to get your hopes up too high, but it is a little something. And if you also want to be in my vlog, I'll be vlogging for my YouTube channel, Kennedy Castillo. That's Kennedycastillo. And if you want to be in the vlog, I will gladly put you in the vlog. So come look for me at South Texas Comic Con. I can't wait to meet you guys. And I'm just such a lover of superheroes and comics and everything. I have my panel, but I'll also be walking around the convention, and I might be in cosplay, might not, but I'll definitely be walking around. I will be probably attending some of the celebrity guest panels. I'll also probably be buying comic books. I will definitely be buying comic books because that's what I love doing. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out there, and I hope to meet some of y'all. And I'll remind you again at the end of the episode, just in case you need a little reminder. But let's get into the nitty-gritty, the episode, the pop culture news of the week, the thing that you came here for. All right. So starting out, I think I have to talk about the Tortured Poets Department, which is Taylor Swift's new album. I am still speechless. I'm not gonna go too in depth with it. I'm not like gonna give like a full album review because I still need to give it more listens. I have listened to every song on the album already. I stayed up last night. Now, I stayed up at 11 o'clock my time is when the album came out, and I listened to the whole album. It took me, I would say, a little over an hour just because I did have to stop a couple of times, or there were some songs that I kind of went back and was like, wait, I want to hear that part again, and I was trying to, like, and then I was also trying to keep up with, like, fan theories online and whatnot, which that's a whole another thing that I need to dive into, and I haven't even had the time to do so yet. But then, a few hours later, I believe at 1 a.m. my time, she comes out with the second part of the album. It's a double album, so there are 15 additional songs, so in total 31 new songs. Taylor Swift is a mad woman. I don't even know where she had the time to do this. Keep in mind, she's been on tour for over a year, this massive world tour, and whenever she's not on tour, like, she's been attending award shows or going to football games or just doing all of these crazy things. Like, I can't even fathom how she had the time to create 31 new songs. That is insane to me. I did not feel there was a single song that I wanted to skip or that I felt like, eh, this one's not as good as the others, I'm gonna pass it. They're all so good. I haven't really determined, I kind of have an idea of which my favorites are, but I don't want to tell you all guys yet until I actually give the album a re-listen. But I do want to mention, as everyone assumed, there are songs about Joe Alwyn, who is her most, well, not actually not her most recent ex, but the ex that she was with for 7 years, and that, you know, there are songs about him, and you can just tell which ones are about him. Songs where she's talking about how she wanted to get married and he didn't, and we all kind of knew that, those rumors about the relationship. Then there are also songs about Maddie Healy, who is her most recent ex, and again, it's open to interpretation. I need to go read the theories and figure out exactly which songs are about who. But then the surprise is that there is a song about Kim Kardashian, and the song title actually has the letters K-I-M capitalized. So we know it's about her. It even mentions, like, the person who she's singing about, their kids listening to her music, which we all know Northwest has listened to Taylor's music. Honestly, I wasn't expecting this. I was shocked. I think a lot of people were shocked, especially just how completely obvious Taylor was about it. I don't want to say she's always subtle, because that would not necessarily be true either, but she's never quite this bold. And to just come out there and go, like, Kim, this song is about Kim, essentially just like, Kim Kardashian, I still can't stand you, is really sort of bold of her and unexpected. So again, I am going to give the whole album a re-listen. I just really want to give it, like, an in-depth sort of listen. And I wasn't, like, the first time around, yes, I was listening to the lyrics, but I was also listening to the song as a whole, and, like, the beat and the melody, and if I liked it and whatnot. And so now I want to go back and give it, like, a lyric listen, and then go catch up on all the theories. So maybe next week I'll give you guys an update on my favorite songs or my theories about certain songs and whatnot. But I did have to mention it, of course. The other thing I want to mention, and these are two things actually from last week, but I think I just want to mention them now, is Dana Paola also released a new album last week called Child Star. And actually, I said Dana Paola, but she's now going just by Dana. She's kind of rebranding. I love her. I got to see her in concert last year. Some of the songs that I actually got to see her sing live, like Ecstasies and Un Trago, are on this album, Child Star. But it's just this beautiful album. It's very... she sort of just put it all on the line, put her kind of heart on a platter and her soul out there for the world. And it's about growing up as a child star. For those of you who aren't familiar with her, she grew up from a very young age acting in telenovelas and just in general in Mexico. And then, of course, her last kind of acting project was the show called Elite, which she did in Spain and came out on Netflix and was a huge sort of series that really put her on the map. And she's even credited it to giving her the opportunity to be able to focus on music, because it put her name out there. Anyway, the album is beautiful. If you haven't had the chance, go listen to it. I love it. I think it's something the world deserves to hear. Obviously, if you speak Spanish, you're going to get more out of it. But even if you don't speak Spanish, you can just... One thing about Dana Paola that not every artist has is that you can just feel the emotion behind her music. And even if you don't understand the lyrics, I feel like you could just get the emotion out of it. So there's that. Then the other thing is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Her new single came out last week. Now look, guys, I was the person that for a long time was like, I won't listen to Sabrina Carpenter. Like, I'm not interested. Like, I was team Olivia Rodrigo back in 2020. But look, times have changed. We have evolved. I don't even think Sabrina and Olivia have a feud anymore. So I'm a big fan of both of them. Obviously, I'm a little bit more of a fan of Olivia just because I've been following her music for so long. But recently, I've gotten into Sabrina Carpenter so much. And I love this song, Espresso. I've also been listening to Feather a lot. If you haven't seen the music video for that one, I love that music video. I love the Espresso music video that just came out as well. But I wanted to mention it. She also was just at Coachella last weekend. And of course, she'll be there again this weekend. She performed Espresso. Her set, like the stage she created, like this motel on the stage, just brilliant staging. I think she's amazing. I love all her nonsense outros as well. If you know, you know. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go listen to her more and like just really get yourself familiar with her music. But do check it out. Also, speaking of Coachella, I wanted to mention it is being live streamed. Weekend 2 is this weekend. So definitely check it out if you're interested. Last week, I got to see a little bit of Lana Del Rey's set. She brought out Billie Eilish. They sang, one of my favorite parts was when they sang Ocean Eyes together. There was a lot of kind of wacky surprises. Will Smith, Justin Bieber made appearances as well. And of course, I love Sabrina Carpenter, like I said, her set. And my favorite, I'm obsessed with her right now, Renee Rapp. I got to watch her set. She brought out Kesha. They sing TikTok. So good. Seriously, if you have the chance to just watch some of the live streams this weekend, Peso Pluma as well. Love his music. He brought out Becky G. If you have a chance, go and check out the Coachella live stream. This is not sponsored. Wish it was. Coachella, if you want to sponsor me, send me to Coachella. Hit me up. But no, it's not sponsored. I just wanted to let y'all know. I know I heard some people saying like, wait, it's being live streamed? What? Also, Shakira came out as a guest with Bizarrap last week at Coachella, and she announced that she is going on tour. I believe the tickets go on sale next week. I shouldn't even be saying this because now all y'all are going to be competing to buy tickets, and I want tickets so bad. I need to see Shakira. Like, if you guys don't know, I'm such a big fan of Shakira. Never seen her in concert, of course. And I really want to see her. So I'm so excited about the tour. You guys, please try not to fight me for tickets. But no, seriously, I think it's going to be an awesome tour. Of course, I love her new album as well. I haven't really gotten to talk about it on here. But Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran, such a good album. Of course, her song with Bizarrap is just so good, so iconic. And she also has a song with Grupo Frontera on that album. I love Grupo Frontera. They're actually from the same area that I'm from. They did a free concert here last year. Unfortunately, I had COVID at the time, so I didn't get to go. Which, yeah, can you imagine, like, your first time in the whole, like, I never got COVID prior to last December 2023. I picked the worst time to get it because they were doing a free concert that I didn't get to go to. But anyway, I love Grupo Frontera, so if you haven't heard that song with Shakira, check it out. But moving on to some more, like, Broadway. We never really talk Broadway here. I mean, I guess sometimes they do, but Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor have just been cast in a modern day Romeo and Juliet that will be debuting on Broadway. I'm very excited for Rachel Zegler's Broadway debut. I just think it was so obvious and so necessary that she would one day be on Broadway. She is insane. Just her vocals. I think her and Renee Rapp, for sure. And maybe it's just because I'm big fans of them both. But they are two of those young, kind of grew up doing musical theater singers that just have this vocal range that is unheard of, just like insane. And I love them both. And I'm so excited for Rachel Zegler to finally be making her Broadway debut. She's done these like Broadway movie musicals. Like, she did West Side Story, the movie musical. She did, or she's going to do Snow White. She did Hunger Games, where she got to sing in that. But this is just like truly true Broadway, and I'm so excited for her to do this. And I'm very excited to see what they do. The thing about Romeo and Juliet is that it's been done time and time and time and time and time again. So it will be interesting to see how it's done, if it's done well. Jack Antonoff, Taylor Swift's music producer, is supposed to be doing the music for this, or at least some of the music. So I have faith in it, but I am just very curious as to whether or not it's going to be good. nothing related to Rachel Zegler or Kit Connor or even Jack Antonoff. Just, again, it's so hard to do Romeo and Juliet. It's a classic. It's something that's been done time and time again. Even if you think it's a modern twist, chances are it's not really a twist at all. So I am just excited to see how it goes. Now, I also wanted to mention Crazy Rich Asians is being developed into a Broadway musical by director John M. Chu. He directed the movie. And I'm very curious to see how that'll go. It's very rare. Like, I think recently we saw it with, like, Devil Wears Prada. But for, like, a movie like this to be turned into a musical. And again, when you're doing something like this, you have to just do it right. I'm one who's, like, very much, like, I love original Broadway musicals. But, you know, we've seen Mean Girls. We've seen Devil Wears Prada. We've seen Bring It On. We've seen some of these musicals that have done well, like movie to musical, Mamma Mia, you know, other ones like this. I think even School of Rock had their musical. But I'm very curious to see how they do Crazy Rich Asians as a musical. I think it's very interesting that, you know, John M. Chu is the one who is kind of leading this adaption and developing it and whatnot. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. Also, it's been 5 years and I'm still waiting for the sequel that they promised. So are we ever getting that? No idea, but I would be very curious to find out. Now I want to move on to talking about something real quick, some fashion, and then we'll move into like movies and TV, but fashion. And of course, I cannot mention fashion without mentioning Zendaya. Of course, I have to mention Zendaya, and she's in the new movie Challengers, which I'm excited to see. I'm very curious about it, very excited to see it. I think this is going to be a bit of a different role for her. It feels sort of like a mix of some of the roles she's done before, but very different in its own way, so I'm very excited about it. But what I want to talk about is the looks that she's been doing for the press and for the premieres and all of that regarding Challengers. I am obsessed. I think these are just some of my favorite Zendaya fashion moments, and unfortunately there is no video accompanying this podcast for now, wink wink, but if look it up, like just look at her at the premieres, at doing press interviews, like all of these things. One of my favorite things about Zendaya when it comes to fashion is that she will always dress kind of for whatever she's promoting. We just saw her come off of this Dune press tour and all these premieres and whatnot, and the styles and everything she was sporting for that are completely different from what she's doing for Challengers, and both were a great reflection of the films without feeling too costumey or just like not fashionable. She just nails it every time. I talked about this also when she was doing like the Spider-Man No Way Home press, and she had these looks that mimic the villains or mimic like spider webs and different stuff. I mean, she is just, Zendaya is just out of this world when it comes to fashion. So check it out if you want. Just Google like Zendaya Challengers premiere, Zendaya Challengers press tour. Like you'll find the looks. She had these particular heels that literally had tennis balls at the end. She had these looks that look like tennis skirts or like something a famous tennis player would wear while doing interviews, like after a match, like just insane. Now, I want to move on to movies and TV really quick. Not too much to say here, and then we'll wrap up the episode. But I saw last weekend in theater the movie called Long Game. So good. You all know I'm always talking about Latino and Hispanic representation and the importance of that within media. And this movie takes place in, I believe, the 50s, maybe the 60s. Don't quote me. I might have had it wrong. But it takes place in Texas. I'm from Texas, so this hit very close to home. In fact, they actually, and I probably shouldn't even be saying this for safety reasons, but I'll say it anyway without being too specific, they actually show my hometown there in the movie, and I don't think it was filmed in my hometown, but it's supposed to be my hometown, which is so cool, and I just love seeing it. It's this very motivational, inspiring story about these Hispanic Mexican American kids that, you know, they're not supposed to play golf. It's a white sport, and just in general there was so much racism at that time, and there's a coach that believes in them and it helps them, and they end up winning the state golf tournament. And it's just a really great story, very inspirational, but also very eye-opening just as to what times were like back then. And in some ways times have evolved, and in other ways they haven't at all. So I just highly recommend watching if you're interested. And then I also want to mention Grey's Anatomy, a show that I actually recently got into. I think at the start of this year I got into it, and I binge watched all the seasons, which took me an eternity, guys. And I've been watching now season 20, which is airing each week, which has been great. But they just got renewed for season 21, and I just have to say that's insane. Like, any show with, like, more than even, like, 10 seasons, I think is kind of crazy. And just the fact that this show keeps going and going is insane. I was surprised to hear they got renewed for season 21. Not because it's not good or anything, just because I thought it had naturally run its course, 20 seasons. I thought they were just trying to make it to that. But nope, they're going to keep going. So just wanted to mention that. I believe it's supposed to come out in spring of 2025. For fall, no, I'm sorry, fall of 2024 until spring of 2025. Something like that. So we'll look out for that. And I'll give up the end of season 20 sort of my thoughts. But I don't want to do it mid-season. So we'll wait for later on. Then the last thing I want to talk about in terms of movies and TV is Bridgerton season 3 trailer. You guys, I am so excited. I watched the first season of Bridgerton and I really loved it. It was so good. For some reason, the second season, I did want to watch it. It's not like it didn't catch my attention, but I just never got around to watching it. But I saw the trailer for the third season, and I'm so excited for Penelope and Colin's story. And I think Penelope is just that girl. Like, she is just, she was born to be the main character. And so I'm really, really excited for it. And I just wanted to mention that if you haven't seen the trailer yet, go check it out. It came out this week. That's it for today's episode, though. Once again, I want to remind you, I will be at South Texas Comic Con next Sunday. I have a panel, How to Turn Your Passion into a Podcast. I believe it's at 5 p.m., but don't quote me on that. Check their scheduling. Or they're supposed to send me an official schedule. I'll also upload that to Kennedy C Media on Facebook, which y'all should go like, so that you can see the schedule whenever it's out. But there's that. Also, what else? We have, like I said, Facebook, Kennedy C Media, YouTube, it's Simply Podcast Network, and there'll be bonus clips, bonus content, excerpts from the episodes, the bloopers, all sorts of fun things you can check out there. There's also a playlist there specifically dedicated to this podcast in case you're not interested in the other videos on there, which you should be, but if you're not, that's fine. And then my personal YouTube channel is Kennedy Castillo. That's K-N-N-E-D-Y-C-S-T-I-L-O-O. I just uploaded my vlog a little late from the Houston Rodeo, the Jonas Brothers concert that we went to. So fun. Such a good vlog if you want to check that out. I'll also be vlogging at South Texas Comic Con. So like I said, if you want to be in the vlog, come and find me. And KennedyCBlog.com is my blog. And that is pretty much all the places. Oh, my other podcast. Hello. My other podcast is Simply Screen Reviews. That's anchor.fm/Simply Screen Reviews. New episode today. And there's also a new one tomorrow. Check those out. And then my other podcast is Cultura Conversations. That's anchor.fm/Cultura Conversations. So thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you tune in again next Friday. And have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. Simply